T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hi. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so I gotta say congrats to this celeb. No clue that she was expecting a baby because, well, it came via surrogate. The announcement was made that Rebel Wilson is now a mom. Okay, she's 42 years old. We all know her from Pitch Perfect, among a lot of other movies, but Pitch Perfect, one of the biggest movies for Rebel Wilson. She had a birth. She had a baby. Royce Lillian is what she named her little girl. And I said she was single. She's not single. I forgot that she is now dating a woman. And she came out about this when this all went down. And at the time, Rebel, her statement was, "I thought I was searching for a Disney prince. But maybe what I really needed all this time was a Disney princess," which is cute. So anyway, congratulations to Rebel Wilson, who is now a mom, had her first baby girl via surrogate, and the name is Royce Lillian. Very cute. So it's Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning. This is what we're going to be talking about this morning, because I have to tell you guys, I had to stop and put gas in my car the other day. I was out running errands and, well, I'll let it go till the gas light's on. I admit it. Judge me all you want. It was one of those days where it was on and I was trying to push it and knock it out. Well, I finally had to stop. And I stopped at a gas station I don't normally fill up at. I don't know if you guys are like me. I normally go to the same like 3 gas stations by my house when I fill up, or by work, right? This one, not by my house. Rarely ever go there, if ever. And I pull up, and I'm just going to pay at the pump. I get out of the car. I pay. I think I'm good to go. As soon as I'm done with the payment transaction, it says, "You need to go inside and see the cashier." And I'm like, oh, come on, man. Are you kidding me? The whole point of paying at the pump is so that I don't have to go inside. Are you with me on this one? And so I went inside and I talked to the clerk and I said, "Hey, I paid, I think, I don't know. It told me I had to come and talk to you now." And he looks at me and he goes, "Oh, no, yeah, you can go back out and just run your card again." I'm like, huh? So I don't know what happened. The card didn't happen. It didn't go through. I go back outside. I do the whole thing again. I did not get charged twice. Of course, I check my account. I only got charged once. But I got so annoyed. I'm like, who are the people these days who are still going inside to pay? I mean, if you're not paying at the pump, I need you to explain yourself. Seriously. 414-533-1037. Because I still see people do this. And I will never understand this. Because paying at the pump is so easy. Everybody's got a card now. And I'll even take it up a notch and I'll ask you this as well. Are you one of those people who actually pumps gas with the car on? Because that's a whole nother level of weirdo, if you ask me. I will never understand that. It freaks me out. I could never pump gas with the car on. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Tony.
Oh, I should have known. Let me get your theme song, my friend. Hey. Good morning, Tony, the mascot.
Good morning.
You're beating Ryan from Alabama in every morning. You guys are going to have a standoff at some point.
I know, it feels good.
I'm going to start a war between our regulars of who's going to be the first caller of the day. I love you guys. Tony, do you pay at the pump, my friend?
I love paying at the pump, but I actually enjoy going in as well.
Oh, come on now. Why?
Okay, well, the only reason is because I, like most Wisconsin people, I love Quick Trip.
Okay, yeah, so, of course. I feel
and
you.
I love Quick Trip's food. So every time I go to the gas station, I like, oh, I got to treat myself to whatever delicious food they have.
Sure.
So I treat myself to go to the gas station so that way I don't feel like I'm spending so much money on gas and I'm irritated. I'm like, oh, I get a good treat today.
Right. And I agree. Quick Trip's food is on point, even better these days. But let me ask you this then, Tony, because when I go to Quick Trip to get food and gas, I still pay at the pump and then I go in and get food and pay inside. Do you do it all in one transaction?
Yeah. Well, it depends. So it really depends. Sometimes I'll pay at the pump real quick and be like, oh, yeah, I got to go inside and get some food. Or
but you'd rather
I'll
do it at once.
In and, yeah, I do it all at once. Go in and get my food, my snacks, and then tell them, put 50 on the thing. And then my car only takes $30 to fill up, so I just let it go over.
Right,
and then I'm good to go.
Okay.
So I like the people interaction. That's what I like. You know?
I feel you. You're old school. You're an old soul.
Yeah.
I love it, Tony. Well, thanks for calling in. You have a good day. We'll talk to you later, all right?
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, Kiss FM. Good morning. Who's this?
Ryan from Calabama.
Hello, my friend.
Hello.
I think you and Tony and Racine are going to have a standoff. Did you hear that?
Oh, man. Calling in first for the day or something?
He's getting off on it, Ryan. He's enjoying beating you in. You guys are cracking me up.
That's all right.
Ryan, let me guess. You're a go inside and pay kind of guy when you get gas.
Got that right.
Damn it. I knew you were going to be that guy. Why? Is it
I'm
the
cash guy.
That's right. Uh-huh. Sure.
I can't stand the cards. I like knowing what's in my wallet. Like this morning, I was counting my cash. And I'm like, all right, this is my budget for the rest of the week. I've got $40 left.
Yeah.
That's all I can spend.
It makes you feel like you have control. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And my girl at the Kroutville gas station is, I walk in and I'm like, all right, I'm gambling $80 on a fill up today. So I'll prepay and then I'll walk back out and I'll pump. And then if I get change, I'm winning. If I don't,
yeah,
so I gamble.
It is what it is. So. Right. Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Ryan. I knew you were going to be a go inside and pay at the gas station kind of guy.
Old
love
fashioned,
it.
Man. Old
you
fashioned.
Are. You are. All right. We'll talk to you later, Ryan.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Ashley from Cudahy.
Good morning, girl. Hey. I got to tell you, you commented on my Facebook yesterday about Tony and Racine, and I don't know if he saw it, but I thought about it the second he called this morning.
I know.
He'll go look now. I love it when you guys comment about each other on social media, you the regulars. So, Ashley, I'm a pay at the pump always. Like, I'm annoyed if I have to go in and pay for my gas. Apparently, Tony and Ryan love going in to pay. Where are you at on this topic?
I am a once in a blue moon. Like if I have cash on me and I'm like, cause there's like one or two gas stations where I can save like, you know, those few little cents if you have cash on you.
Yep.
I will save that cash and go in and be like, here, here's like $20.
Yeah.
And use that. That is for that.
Right.
But everything else is card.
Okay.
Because I cannot stand it.
Yeah, I can't stand having to go in. It's like a whole other step that feels unnecessary. I feel like evolved, you know?
Yeah, and those people that leave their car on.
Well, are they psychotic? What's their deal?
That is a death wish.
It's so crazy. My brother-in-law did that. And I was like, are you out of your mind? I can't believe you're pumping gas with a car on. Who does that? It's another level. For sure, Ashley. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, thanks for calling in, girl. We'll talk to you later.
Have a great day.
You too. Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, Allie. It's Cece from Daytona.
Well, good morning from Daytona. How are you?
I'm good.
You're not in Daytona now, though.
No.
Thank God.
I'm from Grafton.
Yeah, because there's a hurricane in Daytona right now. And I know we know you because you had listened on the Odyssey app on vacation, if people aren't understanding the story here. And you called in when you were on vacation because you were listening. And we were like so happy you were listening on vacation. So are you a pay at the pump kind of gal like me or do you go in?
Okay, Allie, well, I got to tell you, I work for Cash Tips. I'm a hairdresser, and I pay for cash for a lot of my life's stuff.
Okay.
And one time I prepaid, and they put an $80 hold on my card, and it overdrafted my account. And ever since then, I will not pay at the pump. Plus, I got those card scanners at the pump.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they show you ways to see those. You can tap now, though. I can tap my card at the pump, I can even use my phone as well. I use my phone a lot, and I tap my phone, which then gets rid of the whole scanner issue. But you have to evolve to a whole nother level from cash. I mean, first you have to pay at the pump before you're ready for that.
Yeah.
It's like a whole nother level. So, all right. Well, I get it. If you get cash tips, like you're a bartender, you're a hairdresser like you, I understand why you would use cash to pay for things. Totally get it. Yeah. So fair game.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, it's good to hear from you. You call in more, okay?
Maybe I try. Thank you.
You get a theme song. This would be day one for you, girl.
And it would be Candy Girl. I already got it picked out. I just got two, you know.
Oh, okay. 4 days to go. One down, four to go, girl. We'll talk to you later.
All right, Allie.
Bye.
Bye.
One more. We'll take one more call. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who is this?
Hey, girl. Hey.
I thought I had one call left. I couldn't figure out who it was. Saucy Sandra.
Of course.
Welcome to the show.
Now, yes, I'm different.
Sandra, you are different, but I'm not sure where you're going to fall on this because I said I get so annoyed when I have to go into a gas station to pay. Multiple people have called in and said they like going in to pay. Where are you at on this? Pay at the pump
Here's
or go inside?
Here's my thing. Yeah. I do not like to prepay because if I prepay with my card, then I have to sit there and wait for money to go back on my card. And then most of the time with my ADHD, and I have so much things going on in my life anyways, I forget. Hey, watch for that money to come back into your account, and I'll end up losing out on it.
So, go on.
As far as pumping your car while it started, that is something that I really just cannot stand. This one young kid at my work, every single time he's filling up the diesel trucks with it started, I'm like, you really want a fire or something, don't you?
Where does that even come from? Did nobody tell them not to do that? I don't know.
But I also know, like, my grandfather was an engineer. So, like, he was like, you could have a cigarette and pour gasoline on it, and it'll put the cigarette out. It won't start a massive fire.
Well, okay, wait. Unless, no. If anybody's listening, don't try that. Don't try that at home, what Sandra
don't
just
try
said.
It at home.
If anybody is listening, don't take that advice. Please, God.
Yes, don't try it at home, but you need a spark. However, with vehicles and things like that, and electrical and everything like that, I would never, ever, ever chance that.
Yeah, right.
Anytime anybody is pumping, I will go somewhere else to get gas if you have your vehicle started.
Absolutely.
That's weird. That's scary.
Right. Girl, I'm with you. But the paying at the pump is where I fall, but the pumping gas with your car on is next level. That's all I'm going to say.
Don't get me wrong. I love going into Quick Trip, although it annoys the poop out of me whenever I am getting something hot and something cold, and they put it in the same bag.
Oh,
I have to lecture these people every single time. Do not put them in the same bag.
Yeah.
You're making my cold stuff warm and my warm stuff cold.
That seems basic 101 how to bag kind of thing. I'm team Sandra on this one. Well, you know what? We'll talk about that another day.
Common sense anymore.
Fair enough. Common sense. Long gone. Hey, thanks for calling in, girl. I'll talk to you later.
No
all right.
Problem. Talk to you later.
Bye. You too. Bye. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. There you have it.
Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So who is Rihanna teaming up with? What celebrity that's been in the news a lot over the last year, considered maybe controversial, but he won his case? Well, Johnny Depp. That's who she's teaming up with. He, get this, was the first man to ever walk in her fashion show for her men's collection as she was debuting it. Now, Rihanna's had her clothing line, or she has her Savage X Fenty. She has was debuting that, the men's line, in the fashion show the other day. And we see celebrities always modeling for her because, well, she's Rihanna, and everybody will do it for her if she asks. But we had never seen the men's line. So I thought it was interesting that she chose Johnny Depp to be the first man to take on that role. I mean, I think everyone has kind of been team Johnny Depp after that bizarre trial we all watched. I know I brought him up in the dirt recently because he's actually going back to court to push that he doesn't want to pay Amber Heard anything at all, even though he was awarded way more than her, over $10 million. They also said he needed to pay her about $2 million, but he feels like it's the principle, and he doesn't want to have to pay her anything, and it shouldn't be that way. So currently, he's appealing that, and they're going to go back to court for that, where he doesn't want to pay her. So Rihanna, who's going to be our halftime Super Bowl star, so here for it. Cannot wait for that. Come February, picks Johnny Depp to be the first man to model her men's line. I like it. It's Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning. You know, every day we give away an iPad on the morning show. It's one of my favorite things to do around here. Another chance for you to win coming up at 7:30. But first, I love calling our iPad winners. So I got the name from yesterday's winner. It appears to be Brittany in Campbellsport. Let's try to get a hold of her.
Hello?
Is this Brittany?
This is.
Brittany, hey girl, it's Allie over at Kiss FM. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I was calling. Well, do you have an idea of why I'm calling you this morning?
Did I win an iPad?
You won an iPad, girl!
Woo!
Yes! I'm so happy for you. We picked your name. You were our winner from yesterday, and you are now going to have a brand new iPad, girlfriend.
That's awesome.
So are you going to keep it for yourself? Because I know it's the holidays, so I like to ask people, are you going to keep it or are you going to give it away?
Well, I'm probably going to keep it because we just finally got internet because we live in the country. So
I did see that you're in Campbellsport. Okay, so you just got internet. That's amazing.
I know.
How did you live all this time without internet, Brittany?
Pretty much use my hotspot on my phone.
Ah, there you go. So you were totally left out of the world. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, Brittany, it's all coming together then. You've got internet finally in 2022, and now you just won a brand new iPad. Congratulations, girlfriend.
Thank you. That's awesome. I can't believe it.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, here we go. This one involves skipping a funeral. But wait, there's more. It's her boyfriend's mom's funeral. All right, Brooklyn wrote into the show. Here's what she said. She said, "Dear Allie, I'm very triggered by death. I lost both my parents in a car accident when I was 11, and my life has never been the same. Recently, my boyfriend lost his mother to cancer. Her funeral is on Friday, and I told my boyfriend that I can't go because it will trigger my anxiety and depression. He told me that he thinks I'm being selfish for not being there for him. I told him that I think he's being selfish because he isn't thinking about my feelings. I'm afraid I will literally have a panic attack in front of his whole family if I go to this funeral. It will also sink me into a deep depression for weeks to come. How is that going to help anyone? So, am I a jerk for not going to my boyfriend's mom's funeral?" Wow. 414-533-1037. That is the number to call. 414-533-1037. You can also text in. Love getting your texts. We read all of them. 414-533-1037. What do you guys think? Is Brooklyn a jerk for skipping her boyfriend's mom's funeral? Woo, it's a lot. We'll talk about it next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ooh, today's is a little heavy because Brooklyn wrote into the show. She said, "Dear Allie, I'm very triggered by death. I lost both my parents in a car accident when I was 11. Fast forward, it caused a lot of anxiety and depression in her life, obviously. Her boyfriend's mom just passed away from cancer. The funeral is Friday, tomorrow. She told her boyfriend she can't go because it's going to trigger her anxiety and depression. He told her he thinks she's being selfish, not being there for him. She feels like she can't go. So she wants to know, is she a jerk if she doesn't go to her boyfriend's funeral?" Woo-wee. This is a lot. So we're going to go right to the phones, and we are going to get some calls on this one. First up, who do we got here? Oh, I see. We've got our girl. I haven't heard from you in a minute. Welcome back to the show, Amelia in Milwaukee.
Good morning.
Feels weird to, like, dance when we're talking about a funeral. You feel me on that?
How you doing?
Oh, good, good. How are you? And what do you think here? Is Brooklyn a jerk because she wants to skip her boyfriend's mom's funeral?
This is a tough one because, you said, both her parents passed away and it triggers. And some people handle things very different. Mm-hmm. And I get, you know, she probably does want to support her. So I'm going to say not a jerk, but I think, you know, maybe not going to the wake, depending on how the service goes. If there's a mass before the burial, I think just to go to the mass. I mean, if it's an open casket, don't go to that because it might trigger something. But I think more, I would say the mass. But like I said, everybody handles a situation different.
So you're trying to come up with a compromise where she could still show some respect and support him, but not go back into a hole because of her own parents' death. Okay. So Amelia, you say not a jerk.
No.
Okay. I'm going to take that. I'm going to write that down. One says no. We'll keep it moving. Thanks for calling, Amelia. We'll talk to you later.
All right. You take care. Bye.
You too. Bye. Next up on the show, another regular got through. What's up, Ashley in Sheboygan Falls?
Good morning.
Morning. Hey, girl.
I love that song.
I honestly do, too. I love it when you guys get through and I get to hear your songs. It's good stuff. But it does feel weird to dance and enjoy it when we're talking about a funeral. So is Brooklyn a jerk for skipping her boyfriend's mom's funeral?
I'm struggling with this one. I think so. As the one before me was Amelia was talking. I'm like, you know, she's got to figure out a way to cope with how she coped with her parents.
She needs more therapy.
Clearly she did not cope with it very well. I mean, she was young. But,
she was 11. You know, that's traumatic. Yeah. That's a huge trauma for a child to lose both their parents at 11, you know?
So she, you know, as she gets older, and I don't know how old she is, but, you know, she's got to figure out a way to cope with those emotions and figure out how to work through them.
Yeah.
You know, you're never going to not have another death or somebody that passes away. So I agree that she's not a jerk, but I also agree that there needs to be a compromise, you know, like don't go if there's an open casket, or maybe stay towards the back, because I can see how that could be triggering to her emotions and, you know, I definitely, I don't think she's a jerk just because this is pretty heavy. But I think she needs to compromise.
Okay, so you say not a jerk. You're going with Amelia. That's two no's so far. All right, Ashley. Yep. Well, thanks for calling.
Right.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You're welcome. Sounds good.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Next up, we have got Lisa in Sheboygan.
Good morning.
Good morning, friend.
Hi.
Hi. Lisa, I'm dying to hear what you have to say, because you're always secure in your thoughts. You always are direct. What do you think, Lisa?
Yeah.
Is Brooklyn a jerk because she wants to skip her boyfriend's mom's funeral?
I don't think she's a jerk, but I also wanted to know a little bit more. Like, have they been dating for, like, 2 months? Mm. Have they been dating for, like, 2 years? Like, at what point would she have accepted, like, we've been together a long time, we're family, this woman is my family? You know, funerals aren't for the person that's died. It's for the people that are left behind, right? Mm-hmm. So it's to be supportive and to care for those. So it's a really tricky situation. But I don't think she's a jerk. However, she doesn't have to, I don't think, make a compromise in this instance. You can't make somebody grieve. You can't make someone go to a funeral. Come on now.
Yeah.
But like she, at some point, you can't avoid death and you can't avoid funerals. Mm-hmm. So she's going to have to work on herself, maybe with the support of her boyfriend. And I don't want her boyfriend to resent her.
Right.
He might not think she's a jerk, but he might resent her looking back on that time when he needed someone to be by her or by his side, mm-hmm. and then she wasn't.
And I do agree when we were talking earlier, she doesn't have to suffer either. There are ways, she can get more therapy. Right. She can get more treatment. What she went through was traumatic, but she can work through that if she, you know, she needs more mental health help, I think, because I get it why it's hard for her. That makes total mm-hmm. sense. But she doesn't have to. There's a way she could work through this if she really wanted to at the end of the day and wanted more therapy, I think. Don't you think?
Right.
Yeah. Of course. It just takes some work. Yeah.
You can't plan death. So you can't be like, oh, I should quick go to some therapy before I have to go to a funeral. Like, you have to do it now for the future.
It's not going to take like one session and she's going to be ready to go to a funeral. But I get why this is hard for her. So, okay. So that's three no's for sure. So far. Well, thank you, Lisa.
Yep, have a good day.
You too. Next up is Whitney in Racine. Good morning, Whitney.
Good morning, Allie.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm good. We're talking about, is Brooklyn a jerk today for skipping her boyfriend's mom's funeral? She lost both of her parents in a car accident when she was 11, and her life has never been the same, and she doesn't want to go to the funeral. She thinks it'll trigger too much anxiety and depression. Her boyfriend thinks she's selfish and not being supportive. So is Brooklyn a jerk?
Well, see, at first I wanted to say yeah until but then I heard more of her story, and I understand because I do suffer from my anxiety and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It is a tough one. You know, it is a tough one to choose. I mean, and I feel so sorry for her to lose both parents at 11. That's such a young age, and that's got to be really, really hard on her. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it depends. I also feel like, you know, how long they've been together, you know,
matters.
Depends on that too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you want to say, you should be there to support him. And I feel like even if she goes to support him, you know, if she breaks down, he could be there to support her as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd have to say she's not a jerk because, you know, your mental health is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, he needs to get through that with his family on his own and not have to, you know, worry about her if mm-hmm. she can't get through it, you know.
Yeah, it's hard to support someone. It's hard to support someone when you can't even, when you're a mess yourself, kind of thing. So I understand why he wants her to be there. And I would be devastated if my significant other didn't want to come to my mom's funeral, right? I would want that support from them. But at the same time, if she can't even handle her, if she can't take care of herself, how is she going to help take care of him? So it's a tough one. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Whitney, you switched. You were originally yes, you're going to go to no, or where are we at? What do you think?
I'm going to say she's not a jerk.
Okay. Four no's so far. All right, Whitney and Racine. Well, thanks for calling. Call back tomorrow. We'll start working towards your theme song, okay?
Of course. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Next up, and last but not least, Melinda is in Rochester. Good morning, Melinda.
Good morning, Allie. How are you doing?
I'm good. I don't know how you don't have a theme song. You've never gotten 5 days in a row. You're here and there. We hear from you, girl. We got to get you a theme song.
I'm trying, but I can't get through this busy line.
I know. Well, day one, we'll start over again. All right. Melinda, do you think Brooklyn is a jerk for skipping her boyfriend's mom's funeral?
No, I don't. And as the other caller said, you know, mental health is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
He needs to realize if this is his significant other, you know, her feelings as well. But I've been to quite a few funerals in my life so far.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what would really help is if she doesn't go to the wake at all
mm-hmm.
to see the open casket. But, you know, when you socialize, most families in Milwaukee, they have a dinner afterwards, maybe a cocktail or two, and people mingle and talk about happy times. And that's where maybe she could meet him at the restaurant or, you know, the dinner or whatever they're having, a luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just open up about what she remembers nice about her experience with her relationship with his mom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's a jerk.
Mm-hmm. You don't,
she's gotta, of course, got to fix yourself, too.
Listen to this. I'm reading the text because I can see them coming in at 414-533-1037. There are people calling her a jerk on the text line. So this is what somebody wrote in. They said, jerk. She got through her hard times with the support of others. They can support each other, which is an interesting take. This might bond them. This might, you know, their grieving might bring them together, actually, if they supported each other. That's an interesting take. Somebody else said the boyfriend is a jerk. He should be understanding her past history and pain and accept it. She could still be there for him, just not at the actual funeral. Okay. These are interesting. So, all right. But Melinda, you're saying no.
She's not a jerk, but she still should try to support him with the after event. And usually it's a luncheon or a dinner, and people then now are happier. You know, it's over with, and they connect with good memories, and maybe she can partake in that.
Yeah, and somebody texted in, what exactly is the trigger? The trigger is that she lost her parents in a car accident when she was 11. So if you missed that part, that was the part for Brooklyn. Somebody else wrote in and said, yes, she's a jerk. It's not about you. Be supportive of your boyfriend. Be strong where he's weak. So, wow. Okay. Well, you can keep those texts coming in. You can. They'll be up on the KISS Facebook page, and you can talk about it there. But thanks for calling, Melinda. You have a great day, all right?
All right. You too, Allie.
All right, honey. Bye-bye. So there you go. We have five no's. Everyone's saying Brooklyn is not a jerk if she doesn't go to her boyfriend's mom's funeral.
Hey. Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Wow. So this was wild. I thought, at least I thought so yesterday when all this came out about Jennifer Aniston opening up for the first time about her struggles with fertility. For years, there was all this speculation that she didn't want kids and she was focused on her career. And we just never really heard her talk about it. Some people even blamed her split with Brad Pitt on the fact that she didn't want kids. Well, that was not the case. Listen to this. She opened up in a new interview she did with Allure magazine, and she talked about all the painful pregnancy rumors that she said plagued her for years. She said behind the scenes, she was struggling with infertility the whole time. She said, I was trying to get pregnant. It was a challenging road for me, the baby-making road. She said, all those years and years of speculation was hard. She said, I was going through IVF. I was drinking Chinese teas, you name it. I was throwing everything at it. She said, get this, she would have given anything if someone had said to her, freeze your eggs, do yourself a favor. She said, you just don't think that. And I guess maybe, you know, you hear a lot about freezing eggs now. Maybe at the time, back when this was going on, people weren't suggesting that to her around 2005. But she said, Jennifer Aniston said she wishes somebody would have suggested that she freeze her eggs. And she said it didn't help that when she split up from Brad Pitt, that people were speculating it was because she chose career over kids. She said it was an absolute lie. The narrative that I was just selfish and that I just cared about my career. And God forbid a woman's successful and doesn't have a child. And that's why Brad left her. I wouldn't give him a kid. I mean, this is stuff we never, ever heard from Jennifer Aniston. This is real stuff. So, wow, we learned a lot from that. She tried IVF. She couldn't get pregnant. She's 53 now. She knows that it has passed. But she said she has zero regrets on how things worked out in the end. But wow. If you had told me that, I would have been like, really? I don't think so. Surely she would have talked about that by now. But good for her for opening up for all the other women who are struggling and, you know, can relate to that. So Jennifer Aniston finally opening up saying she tried IVF, she tried everything, and kids just never happened for her. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. So I feel like this part of the show every day is turning into an SOS where I need your help. But you guys have been so helpful the past couple days that I'm just going to keep it going around 8:30 because I have a new problem. And it now involves Thanksgiving, which, by the way, 2 weeks from today. Unbelievable, right? This is my problem, everybody. For Thanksgiving this year, just if you don't know this about me, I didn't grow up here. I've been here for 20 years. Milwaukee feels like my home, but I grew up in Southern Illinois. Call me a fib all you want. I don't care. But I moved all over, eventually ended up in Milwaukee, and all of my family is all over the place too. My parents are in Florida, sisters I have in New York and California. So a lot of times I will leave town for Thanksgiving and go visit my family, okay? Take my kids if I have them. If I don't, I go alone. Well, this year I'm staying here. No plans to go anywhere, and I'm okay with that. I've done a Friendsgiving here and there in the past since I've lived here. This year, doing absolutely nothing, and my kids are going to be with their dad. So I really just didn't have any plans, and I was okay with that. Enter my good friend Callie. She calls me and says, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Nothing." She said, "Why don't you come over? We're having a hodgepodge of people. There's going to be family, but why don't you join us?" And I said, "What the hell I'm in?" And then I asked the famous question, the Thanksgiving question, and this is where I need your help. The "What should I bring?" The "What should I bring?" question. And she says to me, "Why don't you bring an appetizer?" And then I said, "Okay, I got this." And then I went, "Now what do I do? Help. I can cook. I've cooked in the past. I can follow a recipe, but I prefer stuff to be easy, even if I go pick something up at the store." So I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to open the phones because I know our listeners are going to give me some ideas for perfect appetizers to bring on Thanksgiving. They can be easy. If you cook them, they better be easy. If they're difficult, they better be something I can buy. But you can call or text right now, 414-533-1037. She gave me one suggestion, which I actually thought was a great suggestion, which was the water chestnuts wrapped in bacon. Because, hello, who doesn't like those? I hope everyone likes those. And we were trying to think of stuff that she's like, well, something you can eat. Because, yeah, I'm low carb, I'm keto, but I still want everyone else to enjoy, you know, whatever I bring to the party. So the question is, I need your advice. What should I bring to my friend's house for Thanksgiving? She told me to bring an appetizer. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Jackie, Bella, and Eliana from Brookfield.
This is day two, ladies. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
You're going to get a theme song, ladies, if you keep
it
up.
We're hoping for one.
I am putting you on the board, and you would be the first trio, can I tell you, to ever get your own theme song on this show.
All right.
That would be awesome. So what's your suggestion for me to bring to my friend's house for Thanksgiving?
We were talking and we said bacon wrapped weenies.
Oh, that's similar to the water chestnuts she had suggested.
Right.
Okay. Would you guys prefer the bacon wrapped weenies over the chestnuts if it were you and I was at your house?
Yeah, okay, I think they're
fair.
More kid friendly.
Ah.
If there's going to be kids there, you know, with the brown sugar and the weenies. Doesn't like a weenie.
Who doesn't like a weenie? I know a few people. But we will steer away from that with kids listening. Oh my gosh.
Right.
Okay, so you're saying I should opt for the weenies with the bacon wrapped around them. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm adding this to my list of suggestions, and I'm putting you ladies on the board for day two. All right?
Yay.
We will talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Bye.
Aw, they're so cute. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Danielle from Waterford.
Hey, Danielle. Wait, is this day two for you, or did you miss a day?
I don't think I called yesterday.
Oh, we're going to start day one then. You keep it going, girl. You'll be like
okay.
Jackie and the girls. So, Danielle, what's your suggestion for what I should bring to my friend's house for Thanksgiving, an appetizer?
So if you're okay with bringing a crock pot, I think like a Reuben sandwiches, like little mini Reubens. So I know you're on keto.
Yeah, I can't eat these, but I love corned beef and I can make a Reuben salad. I've made Reuben kind of salads before, but ooh, who doesn't like Reuben sandwiches?
And they have like little mini rye bread. that you can get.
What?
So they're just like tiny. Yeah. Like,
stop.
You know how they have like cucumber sandwiches with the little mini rye bread on it?
Yes.
It's
yes,
like
yes,
that,
yes.
But they're like little tiny mini Reuben sandwiches.
Smart. That's actually a good idea. You're going to inspire some. You guys are going to inspire other people who need something to bring on Thanksgiving today. Okay. So you say, I'm going to call them baby Reuben sandwiches in the crock pot.
Yes.
Awesome. Danielle, thanks for the suggestion. I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Justin from Pewaukee.
Oh, well, hello, friend. You have your own theme song from calling in 5 days in a row. Justin, what should I bring to my friend's house for Thanksgiving? Well, she said to bring an appetizer.
So, ironically, when I was originally trying to call, my thought was going to be the rumaki, the bacon-wrapped water chestnuts that you were talking about.
Yeah, is that the official, what you actually call it? What'd you call it? Rumaki?
Rumaki, yeah. R-U-M-A-K-I.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Well, you got to remember, I've got a culinary degree.
That's right. Justin, you are the man for this job. Talk to me.
Well, so I was trying to run through, like, the list of any time I had, like, a Friendsgiving or anything like that. Like, what did I put out for people? Mm-hmm. And you can't go wrong, especially since you can buy them and then you can put it on something and make it look better. Mm-hmm. You can get, like, the store-bought charcuterie board thing. So it's the, like, cheese and sausage and crackers and all of that. Mm-hmm. Or a super quick and easy thing that is healthy is making your own like roasted red bell pepper and garlic hummus or something with like pita chips for people to
eat. You know what? That's a great idea because I can eat the peppers and other people can have the pita chips. This is actually a great great compromise for my low-carb life and other people who don't care about carbs, actually. Well, I like
and
that.
What's nice is if you do that, then you can have like the chips or crackers or whatever you want for them to dip. And then you can also have like celery sticks and carrot sticks for yourself.
That's a good compromise. That was a good one because she told me somebody's already bringing, you know, the cheese board because I originally thought of that for someone like me, keto, low carb. I immediately go to meats and cheeses, you know, when you tell me appetizer, right? That's like my go-to easy. But this is good. These are good ideas. Absolutely. Okay, I like it. Justin, I like it. We're getting somewhere. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Good luck.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye. Good morning. Oh, turn down your radio. Turn down your radio. Good morning, Kiss FM. That's okay. Who's this?
I'm Allie from West Bend. I'm new.
Oh, Allie. Listen to you. You're so cute. I'm new. Well, Allie. Hey, it's Allie. How are you?
Good.
What do you think I should bring to my friend's house for Thanksgiving? She said bring an appetizer. What do you suggest, Allie?
I think that she should bring, ham, cheese, pickle roll-up. So you put the pickle in the middle, cream cheese around it, and then the ham wrapped around it.
Oh, I've had those with salami before. Those are good.
They're my favorite for every Thanksgiving.
Does everybody love those? I always wonder if I was just the only one that loves those, but you say you love those. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I've loved them since I was a little girl.
Yes. Absolutely, Allie. That was a great suggestion. Thank you for calling in today.
Thank you.
And don't be a stranger. Call back again and you won't be new anymore, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Me too.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Erin.
Hey, Erin. Where are you calling from today?
I am calling from Waukesha.
Awesome. What's your suggestion for me on what I should bring to my friend's house for Thanksgiving? She told me to bring an appetizer.
Yeah, so I do have to agree. Like, the water, bacon wrap water chestnuts. Mm. Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. Over the wiener, sorry. But,
okay.
Like, honestly, they go so...
They go, oh, no, you're cutting out. They go what, Erin? We were getting
the first things to go.
Oh,
so.
You're back. You're back. You cut out there for a second.
Oh,
I felt like we were getting to the juice of what you were going to say. You said they go what? The water.
They go really fast.
Yes, absolutely.
So that or the artichoke, hot artichoke dip.
Or spinach artichoke dip, you mean?
There's an artichoke dip. Spinach artichoke dip works too, but there's there's a specific just artichoke dip, and it's delicious. And you serve it sometimes with, like, rye chips, or sometimes you can serve it with, like, bread.
Uh-huh.
But it's but it's so good. And like, it's never, they never fail.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. You guys are inspiring me a lot to actually do something nice instead of something store-bought.
Yeah, and they're not hard. They're not hard.
Okay, awesome. Well, thanks for calling in, Erin. I appreciate your input today.
You're welcome. Good luck. And I hope everybody loves whatever you bring.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. We'll see. And I'll let you guys know. I'll keep you updated afterwards on what I bring for sure. Okay?
Please do. Have a great day.
You too, girl. So there you go. You can always text in, by the way, and let me know if you have other suggestions. 414-533-1037. I am here for it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.